Listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from Charlottesville at Mountainside Studio with an audience of WNRN members. It's an honor and a privilege to be joined by Bela Fleck. Bela, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I have to brag on you for just a minute here. All right.
Let me close my ears. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. In 2020, Bela was inducted into the International Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame as a member of New Grass Revival. Bela holds the distinction of being nominated in more Grammy categories than any other musician. Give him a round of applause for that. Come on. Spanning the genres of jazz, bluegrass, classical, pop, world, and even spoken word, he's received 43 Grammy nominations, including Best Contemporary Instrumental Album for this year's release, Beat Trio. He's won 18 of the awards, including Best Pop Instrumental Album in 2009, for the holiday release, Jingle All the Way, which was remastered and re-released last month. Bela Fleck and the Flecktones are touring behind this release. They're performing tonight, a sold-out show at the Paramount Theater in Charlottesville. So, Bela, this is the first time that you and the Flecktones are performing this music together in over 15 years. How's it been being on the road with this material?
Can I take my fingers out of my ears yet?
Yes, now you can listen.
It's really fun. It's really, really fun. It's great to be back with everybody and play this music. It's kind of like excavating in your past. Like, this is music we worked super hard on, but it's so long ago, we don't remember the hard work, you know? So relearning it is a challenge, but it's just a joy to be with everybody and play it. And also, we brought over these guys from Tuva, which is in Siberia, who sang on the record, and we haven't seen them in all this time either. So it's a real homecoming for the band. The only sad thing is Howard Levy, who was supposed to be here on this tour, had to back out because of a health concern and can't travel right now. But he's going to be okay.
Good. We're glad to hear that. We're going to kick it off with a song. Bela, what would you like to play first for us?
Well, I've got this arrangement of God Rest You Merry Gentlemen that I like to play on the banjo. And also, for my mom, I want to do a Hanukkah waltz that Andy Statman wrote that we included on our Christmas project. We'll see how it goes. Thank you.
Bela Fleck live on WNRN from Mountainside Studio in Charlottesville. Bela Fleck and the Flecktones playing a sold-out show tonight at the Paramount Theater in Charlottesville. Yeah. So Jingle All the Way, playful and sort of innovative take on these holiday tunes. Something like the 12 Days of Christmas performed in 12 different keys, 12 different time signatures over the course of the tune, or a medley of five Christmas tunes being played together simultaneously. Back in the day when you all decided to make this record, what was the genesis? Why a holiday record?
Well, a future man who's our percussionist drummer, electronic and acoustic drummer, was always saying, man, if we ever make a Christmas record, it'll all be over. And I didn't know what that meant exactly, but... So I was like, well, I don't want it to be over, so let's not make a Christmas record. But eventually I buckled and I said, well, if we're going to make a Christmas record, we just got to make it weird. We got to make it different and not, because there's so much Christmas stuff out there. And I don't know if you guys are like me, but you get tired of being marketed the Christmas thing. And so if we were going to do it, we had to find our own stamp on it. And so immediately when we started actually considering it seriously, we were like, well, what could we do that would make it our own? And the first thing that came up was this. You know, noticing that there were 12 days in Christmas and there were 12 notes in the chromatic scale. And so the first idea was, oh, we'll do it in 12 keys, which didn't sound that hard. But then when we started, the idea of doing it in 12 time signatures at the same time became a real fun challenge. And in fact, we had to record it in little chunks because we didn't know it yet. And then we had to learn it from the record. We put them all together and it went, oh my God, it does work. And then we had to learn it after that to perform it. So things like that. And then the other thing is with the medley, you were mentioning the different songs going on top of each other. A lot of times if you're playing Christmas songs, you notice that a lot of them have the same chord changes. A lot of them are very similar to each other in chords. So it occurred to me to wonder if what the melodies of some of those songs that had similar chords in them would sound like on top of each other and whether they might create a counterpoint. Because in classical music, you're always looking for ways when you're composing to, you know, show off a theme, show off another theme, and at the end of the piece, marry them together. And it's like they go together like they were supposed to all along, which is the mark of good composition. So I thought it would be neat if we could find, you know, something like that. And so as we started exploring all these different Christmas tunes and trying them all against each other, certain ones really worked. And so we built this arrangement of, you know, play a tune, play another tune, put them together, play another and keep on doing that. And at the end, we put, I think, six of them together all, and it just sounds like counterpoint. It doesn't sound odd at all, and sounds like it was always supposed to be that way. So I think when you find something like that, that I guess the word would be inevitable, that sounds inevitable, yeah. then I think you're doing a good job composing or arranging, because that's the idea. I mean, unless you're looking for shock, which is also reasonable. Yeah. Thing to do. But in this case, it seemed like the DNA for these ideas should be in the tunes already, like the 12 days. It was like begging to be done in 12 keys.
Bela Fleck live on WNRN from Mountainside Studio in Charlottesville. What would you like to play for us next?
How do you feel about Jingle Bells?
How do we feel?
I should have made you guess what it was afterwards. Thank you.
We're speaking with Bela Fleck live on WNRN from Mountainside Studio in Charlottesville. Bela Fleck and the Flecktones playing a sold-out show tonight at the Paramount Theater in Charlottesville. Collaboration has always been a touchstone of your career. I think the last time that you played the Paramount Theater in Charlottesville was on the My Bluegrass Heart tour.
Oh, yeah.
Sierra Hull, Brian Sutton.
Michael Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah. Yes. He recently stopped by the WNRN studio, yes.
Oh, I bet that was fun. He's a hoot. Speaking of collaboration, a fiddle banjo album that we've got 10 tracks down for. We're working on maybe three more, and then we'll let it see the light. He's just a fabulous musician, yeah.
Well, that does kind of lead me into the next question. Mm-hmm. I had read a quote from you. You said, "I always try to work with people who are better than me so I can learn more." I'm curious who you feel you've learned the most from.
Oh, gosh. I mean, one of the wonderful things about the Flecktones is I could learn so much from Victor and Future Man, like in the beginning, and Howard Levy when he was in the band. And then when Jeff Coffin came in, it was like a whole other world of things that he was good at that I wasn't good at. Sometimes we have a tendency to try to find people who do what we do, and then you get a band where everybody kind of does the same thing really well. But if you have very different kinds of people in the same group, there's a potential for something just different, you know, just more complete, possibly more, maybe that it encompasses more musical ideas and more breadth. It's great to hear a band that, like, you know, hey, we play bebop and we're all into like Charlie Parker from, you know, the 50s, and we all want to play like that. And that's a great thing to hear too. Or a bluegrass band that's trying to play like Flatt and Scruggs exactly, or things like that. You know, it's wonderful. But I really think when you get people that are all very different and figure out how to work it all out, you get something very unique and special.
Going along this line of collaboration, because we are in Charlottesville, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about your close friendship and longtime partnership with Dave Matthews Band. So I think you first sat in with the band in 95, 96, credited on their record Before These Crowded Streets.
Right.
Jeff Coffin is now an official member of the band.
For 17 years.
Yes.
He was with us for 14 years, which was a long run. And then we were on a hiatus. Everybody needed to do different things for a while, probably, you know, for a few years. And that's when Leroy died. And they asked Jeff to come in as a temporary, and it quickly became permanent. And Jeff said, "What should I do?" I said, "You should join the Dave Matthews Band. This is the greatest thing that could ever happen. You've already done 14 years of time with the Flecktones. Go do something else and, you know, take over the world, pal." So it's been really fun playing with him, because after he left a few years later, Howard Levy came back. And Howard had left after 3 years of the band. You know, so he was in the band from 1990 to end of 92, and he left. So he came back, and we kind of went back into that earlier version of the band and built on the original concept of the band. But sometimes you forget, after all this time, how great Jeff was in the band and what a unique band it was with Jeff. So the silver lining of Howard not making it on this trip is we've been able to go deep into that quartet sound, that stuff with Jeff that was so different from the Howard years. And then, of course, adding all the Christmas material, which was all done during Jeff's tenure with the band. So he's all over that. And then the Tuvins, which just kicks it into a whole other place. So it's really fun. But back to Dave Matthews, yes. I believe he was a bartender at Trax back when we were playing there in the old days.
Yeah.
And I didn't meet him back then, or if I did, I don't remember. But Victor and Future Man are Virginia guys from Hampton. They had stuff going on in the garage every Sunday, and every good musician all over Virginia, every jazz musician or funk musician or whatever, would show up in their garage at some point. So they knew Carter. They knew all the guys in the Dave Matthews Band, except maybe Dave. So they were all old friends. So at a certain point, Dave started asking. I remember Dave would be playing the little, bucket of blood club on the corner with they'd mop it down after every show, and we'd be in the nice theater. And then one day we looked over and they were playing in the arena, and we were still in the little small theater. I was like, "Hey, something has changed here." And then they would kept asking us, "Hey, come out and play." And I said, "I don't know what this Dave Matthews thing is, you know." And finally we found time to do it, and it was like the greatest thing that ever happened to the band, because they were so welcoming and so good to us, and they would get us out on stage with them, which, like, a lot of times when you open for a band and you just play first and then they do their set and you don't have anything to do with it, a lot of times people aren't even there.
Right.
You know, it's not always such a great thing, but if the band welcomes you and says, "Open for us, but also come play with us," then it can really be a profound thing, and they really start sharing their audience. And that's one piece of it. And the other thing is this: we love their music. They're just such great players, and we could do things with them that we could never do on our own, and be part of this larger double band. And so there were times when we would come out and sit in with them. The whole band would come out and sit in, even when we weren't opening. and play. They had a song called 41, and it got longer and longer every time we played it. And we got up into like 30-something minutes on it one night. And they, instead of them being, hey, you know, we got this arena full of people, we got to do our show, you know, they were like, we got to get it up to 41 minutes. Next time we're going to get to 41, because they were just all... They're all about the music, you know. So every time I see them, it's also a beautiful homecoming. And when I come in, they're always very welcoming. And Victor has also come out and sat in with the band as well. So we got to go play the Gorge this year, finally, and that was a lovely experience. But we're just big fans, and we think they're great people, too.
Bela Fleck live on WNRN from Mountainside Studio in Charlottesville. We'd love it if you'd take us out with one more.
So it's a medley. A medley of the first Noel, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, and Joy to the World.
Thank you.
Bela Fleck and the Flecktones playing a sold-out show tonight at the Paramount Theater in Charlottesville. Bela Fleck, thank you so much for joining WNRN today.
My pleasure.
Thanks to James McLaughlin at Mountainside Studio. Thanks to my WNRN colleagues, Sarah, Jeff, and Mikelin. Thanks to the WNRN members and underwriters whose support makes sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses. Thanks for listening.